Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Stuart Pals President Donna Olson about their annual used book sale fundraiser happening March 21st through the 23rd at the Stuart Public Library. If you can explain, what is the Stuart Pals role in terms, you know, its relation with the library?
Our role is to raise funds for the library, whether it would be for materials or programming.
And what's the difference between how Stuart Pals functions, the difference between you and the Stuart Library Foundation?
The Stuart Library Foundation helps with the funding of the library in many ways, but our function is more just to assist the director in their needs. I would say immediate needs, where the foundation kind of deals with the funding of the library as a unit, kind of for prosperity, you'd say posterity, I guess.
Sure. The Stuart Library does a lot of events with children or, you know, from young to adult. And so the PALS, would it be that you help out with, you know, I know there's times where the library needs certain things for crafts or even volunteers?
Right. We do both. We do purchasing of supplies. We do a lot of assistance with all the programs that they have there. I myself volunteer on Friday mornings with the mothers and little ones for story hour every week. We have a lot of people that come in with shelving books and dusting, and there's just all kinds of ways that you can come in and volunteer your time and help the library.
And so you're having your third annual book sale coming up later this month?
Yes, it will be the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It will be held during the library's hours, Thursday 1 to 5, Friday 10 to 5, and Saturday from 9 to 12. And all the proceeds from the sale go toward the purchase of new books. There's going to be a large variety of books, both hardbound and paperback, for all age groups, plus audiobooks, movies, and CDs. There'll be regular print, there'll be large print, adult and young adult fiction, Christian fiction, nonfiction, in all areas like historical, biography, self-help. And this year we have a lot of cookbooks too. The prices are adult, young adult hardcovers are $2, soft covers are $1, paperbacks are 25 cents. A children's large hardcover books are all $2, the smaller $1, and you can get a bag of books for $5. Fill as many as you can in your bag. And then we have audio movies, and those are, and CDs, and those are $1.
Well, that sounds like a great deal all around. And you take these are, much of the stuff that you're selling is donated from the community, right?
Most of it, I would say, are books that are weeded out from the library. But we also do accept donations from the community.
Are you still looking for any donations? Or if someone just, you know, wants to donate their materials, how can they do that?
They can contact Lisa Sherman, the library director. And as far as I know, they'll be taking books for probably a few more days, but then we're pretty much going to be setting up for the sale itself. So.
And do you have a hoped number as far as how much money you'd like to raise, or how much did you raise last year?
Oh my gosh, I don't have that with me, but we're going to raise as much as we possibly can. We appreciate everybody's support. Come and check it out. It is the greatest money maker next to the foundation's sweetheart dance that we have during the year for books.
This is the only, I mean, I know the library had a book sale some time ago, but that was through a specific book company, that sort of thing.
Yes, those were new books that were sold for Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And then for those types of sales, you usually get only a portion of the profit for the library. It helps. But this way, with selling these books, 100% of it will go toward new books at the library. And we also use it for programming, especially for things like during the summer when they have the reading program for the library for the kids during the summer. And the money for that, we often help with programming for that or for other programs just for the community too.
Speaking of which, are there any upcoming programs or anything else you'd like to mention, you know, to those who might not be really too aware of what the PALS do and just things you'd like to share?
Tell them you should check the website. We do have some programs that are coming up. There should be a few. Some are sponsored through the library, and there's another one coming up for PALS. We did one on the railroads not too long ago, and there's one that's going to kind of follow in that same trend history program coming up soon. I don't have the specific titles, but...
Well, I think just to wrap things up, the Stewart PALS, which stands for, if you want to remind listeners...
People Active for Library Service.
Okay. Do you guys have regular meetings with the group?
Yes, we do. We meet the third Monday of each month.
Okay. And do you meet at the library?
At the library.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock.
Are you in need of, you know, more members, more volunteers?
Oh, we can always use more members. There are different levels of dues, and they start at $10 as far as support.
And why did you choose to be a Stewart PAL?
Oh, my gosh. I have been a part of the support group when I started teaching back in this area way back in the 1970s. And after I retired, I had extra time, and I love the library and love the people who work there, and I had extra time, and they can use extra help, and so it's been a good fit.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Stewart PALS President Donna Olson about their annual used book sale fundraiser happening March 21st through the 23rd at the Stewart Public Library. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.